My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yesterday, Kevin Stefanski did talk to Afternoon Drive. He had mentioned in his pre-practice press conference that he might be leaving himself an out when it comes to Deshaun Watson playing, and he explained to the boys in the afternoon about the decision and why the decision hasn't been made necessarily to start the Browns franchise quarterback. Hit it.
You know, you can have a plan, but you always want to be ready to pivot if things are going on where you feel like you may want to make a different decision for a guy. With our offensive staff, with Deshaun, we'll make that decision later in the week. Let's just get through practice, and then we'll go from there.
So last week it was, he's going to play against Seattle. And then Deshaun, well, that's news to me. And then it was, hey, I'm going to play against Seattle. He had mentioned that to Aditi Kinkabwala on the sidelines in the game against the Minnesota Vikings. Now, as Lima says, the benefit of new information, it's a decision that we wait to see on. And we're going to have to find out about it. There's a reason behind it. And they asked him about moving guys around the offensive line because that is our focus right now.
Different guys would probably have different answers for you. I mean, think of Joel. Joel's played left tackle for us in games going back to a couple years. Jed was a right tackle in college, went over to the left side. So I think it depends on the guy. Some guys find it really easy to shift in from tackle to guard. Some guys think it's a completely new world, even though it's about 38 inches.
Talked about it differently. Obviously, with Joel, it's been a discussion for the last 6 years. With Jed Wills, it's been a bit of a discussion. If it were OTAs and he were healthy at the time in T-shirt and shorts, maybe see if he can get his steps back on the right side. And if you wanted to kick that around, you can kick that around with him and DeJuan Jones if you really wanted to do it. But that was the time to do it way back when in the spring, not necessarily now. Here is Kevin Stefanski on that left tackle situation.
For us, we'll look at every option we have when it comes to the tackle situation. But I like where we are. I like the guys that we have. I like how we're working hard to get guys back.
So basically it turns into, Tone, how Jermaine Ifedi looks in practice. And I understand that, you know, this is a week that they're trying to get ready for a game. They're treating it as a regular season week. So there's not going to be a lot of turning up welcome to the jungle and running into each other. But they got to figure out what they want to do with Jermaine Ifedi, and that's going to have a bearing on whether or not they're going to play Deshaun Watson on Saturday. They are not going to sit there with 4/5 of an offensive line and go ahead and put their quarterback out there against the Seattle Seahawks in a preseason game.
Well, I'm not monitoring every other NFL team, but does every other NFL team that's played their starters so far this year, have they had all 5 of their expected starting offensive linemen?
I have zero clue.
But doesn't it sound like that's hard to believe? I mean, so many guys either coming off surgery, especially on the offensive line, Some guys, the veterans, are kind of slow playing it up until the season gets underway. Like, is it that crazy to have to believe that you could throw your quarterback out there with four of the five? I mean, I feel like to have four of the five is lucky. That I don't know. Are we handling this a little bit too delicately, where we still have some really good offensive linemen up there?
You want him out there because he hasn't played in a year. You also don't want him out there with one offensive line, big offensive lineman missing because he hasn't played in a year. Like, it's the same answer for different reasons. He hasn't played in a year. Yeah, you need him out there. Like, we were texting guys who are former NFLers. We had Brian Hoyer on the show yesterday. He said, yeah, you know, you'd want to play. We were texting John Greco, who will join the show on Friday. He said, yeah, he definitely wants to go out there and play. Football players want to play.
They do.
And they did give the answer. They looked at it and they said, if he had played all throughout the year last year and finished out the season, then maybe you'd give a different answer. You'd say, we're good to go. But because of the way the season ended, you want to make sure that he is ready to go for contact, and you get the mental aspect out of the way of it. You get the possibility of, okay, I can take hits, we're adults here, this is okay, and now I can move about my business. And there's only one way that you can replicate that, and that is in a preseason game. So I, at the beginning of this week, I was very concerned about playing him. Very concerned. The former players who have been on the show, Tyvis Powell earlier this week on Afternoon Drive, the former players on the station have made me think he should probably play. But now Kevin's kind of leaving it out for him to not play.
Well, definitely sounded yesterday that he was having big-time second thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wonder confidence-wise, because obviously he's weighing the risk and reward. In the end, it is just a preseason game. But he also has not seen his quarterback. Like, I think Stefanski, he can say, well, I've seen him in drills. Looks fine. I saw him in all the joint practice stuff. But, you know, he wasn't live. So I imagine part of it is Kevin Stefanski is wondering what that'll look like against Micah Parsons and friends in week one against Dallas. So obviously the plan this week was to get him out there, but to be shaken by just not having one of your five guys, it's going to make some fans like me probably a little concerned. Like, what are we so worried about?
I want to know,
what is it that we don't want the guy out there who we haven't seen since November?
I think a lot of people just want to see him so they have something that they can discuss, because I think this naturally leads to, and this is the annoying part of it, I think a lot of Browns fans are going to agree with me on this, it just leads to negativity. That's all it does. There's so many people. You had that Austin Mock article that came out from The Athletic a couple of days ago where he ran the numbers and they do their whole permutations. And he's got the Browns at 8.7 wins this year, which that is not a playoff team. Will Brinson, which we had Will Brinson on, and he kind of tried to talk in circles to get himself out of it with us. He does not have the Browns going to the playoffs. He hasn't fallen out of the playoffs. There's a lot of people who are down. Why are they down on it? Well, they're down on it because of the quarterback. Because you mentioned Myles Garrett, who according to Za'Darius Smith keeps getting better. You mentioned Denzel Ward. These players that are fantastic. Eventually you'll get Nick Chubb back. Amari Cooper is probably the most underrated great wide receiver in this league. It's a team with talent, and nobody's really picking them to go to the playoffs again because of your quarterback. So fans want to see the quarterback play just to make themselves feel better, so we have something to go that's more positive instead of, well, I haven't seen the quarterback, so I don't know. Because that's what everybody's saying. I haven't seen Deshaun Watson. Last time we saw Deshaun Watson, he was great, except for the first half, it was as bad as we've ever seen. You had the perfect mix of the worst and the best in one game, and then he was gone. So there's nothing there that people can glean from it, so they're going to want to see him play. I want him to play for the right reasons, though. Does it help him to play in your eyes?
I think it does. I think it does, and I think all the players are telling you that as well.
So you want to play him?
I would play him.
So what's the point of not playing him then?
I don't know. Obviously they're worried about something offensively that they think this is too much of a risk to put him out there when I've seen all these other quarterbacks out there in the preseason.
Because I want to go with what the players say and go, you guys are the experts. I'm not the expert. I didn't play at a high level. You guys would know. Kevin Stefanski's a head coach at a very high level, the highest level in football. It seems like he might be having some second thoughts, or the organization as well might be having some second thoughts on playing him. It's not the easiest thing for a preseason game that we all call meaningless. Everybody's waiting to see whether or not your starting quarterback is going to play in this game and take any time and any snaps whatsoever.
They feel like they don't have a mastery of the offense whatsoever yet. And if that's the case, are they going to get that down by week one?
Well, it's interesting you say that because he did talk about that with Afternoon Drive. We'll hit that audio coming up next. 216-474-0092.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.